Well, attention on the world game in Brazil, but it seems the domestic game in Australia can still grab some headlines. Warwick Hadfield is with us. What's happening with Australian soccer? Great news.
Yeah, great news. Damien Duff will play for Melbourne City. Now, most of us would know that club as Melbourne Heart, but they were taken over by Manchester City not that long ago. And so the man, Manchester connection, of course, has inroads deep into the game. So able to get great players like Damien Duff, who played 100 games for the Republic of Ireland. He's 35. I guess he's on the way down, but still adds an awful lot of pizzazz to the A-League. And also, of course, Melbourne City has also just signed the Spanish striker, David Villa. So lots of stars lining up for this new, well, this newly named club. And also we've got news out of Brazil. James, there is some news out of there. Some good news for Australia, maybe. The Chilean, Arturo Vidal, who is one of their finest players, he's in doubt for this game on Saturday morning, which gives the Australians a little bit more hope. They're saying that just because he's missing, it doesn't mean that Chile's going to be a weaker side, but heartening signs. And also this news, this man who just won't go, just doesn't get the message. Sepp Blatter, everyone's lining up now to tell him to move on, to stand down as the head of FIFA. That's partly because one of his latest little episodes is to declare that the Sunday Times, the British newspaper which has been breaking all these stories about the bid by Qatar to host the 2022 World Cup, he's labelling all those things as racist. It got him a huge ovation from the African delegates at the FIFA Congress in Brazil, but as I said, the Europeans are now saying this is the final straw, this man must go.
Well, the bribery allegations are motivated by racism, he suggests.
Yes, that's what he's saying, that the English newspaper is motivated by racism, but by making all these revelations.
A sad passing to report in Australian cricket.
Yeah, Gary Gilmore. Not an enduring cricketer in a sense. He only played 15 tests and 5 one-days, but he was not born for the time of the fully fit professional cricketer, but he did have some wonderful moments, not the least his only test century. People remember overnight Doug Walters was not out 100, and he and Gus, who was also not out, went out and celebrated with great style, and they were a little bit shabby, I think is the term, when they resumed their innings the next morning, such that they couldn't run between the wickets. Well, they just slammed everything for 4 and 6. Dougie got a double century, and Gary Gilmore, as I said, his only test century, 24s and 1 6. But he was a remarkable cricketer, a wonderful cricketer. He's had a lot of bad luck with health, and it's very sad that we've lost him now.
Okay, it's old school cricket. Hey, get pissed before the game's finished and then score a century.
That's the way it used to be.
Warwick Hadfield, RN Breakfast.